conversation, the more action, please.
From the depths of Knuckle Drag, Oklahoma, a pissed off liberal named Bart Kopp, and he brings you Bart Kopp Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen of BCR Radio Land, I'm here with Bart Kopp and Tally the Weather Vixen, and we just watched the Fox News' Democratic hopeful debate, if you will, right before the New Hampshire. And we're going to talk about it just for a few seconds, rating the performances of the candidates. So, how you doing, Bart?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Excellent. And you, Tally?
I'm now in a coma.
Yes, well, I guess that's a good way of saying that it was probably a very boring show to begin with. I'm going to go down some of the names of some of the candidates, and I want you to kind of rate how you thought they performed, okay?
Let's go down a list of all the candidates. You said some.
Oh, you bastard. Okay. Okay. First off, Senator Edwards. How do you think he did?
I think Edwards deserves a second look. He's not my candidate, but his Iowa feat was, what's the word, impressive.
Well, I mean, yeah, he did come out of nowhere when we thought we could just write him off.
I agree, and he's a lot stronger candidate than I thought, but I don't see him in either of the two top spots.
Yeah, he's a big Clintonian, which is kind of cool in his demeanor, his ways. And talk about a lot of hair gel.
Plus, he's in his attempt to not be negative. I doubt he can do anything much with Bush.
That's true.
The person that's going to beat Bush is going to be the person that beats up Bush.
Yeah, I'm with you there. What about you, Tally?
Yawn.
There you go. Talk about yawning. Next up was Kucinich. My first time to actually hear him or see him or, you know, really do anything. Thoughts on Kucinich?
Kucinich, to me, is a liberal's liberal, which I think automatically puts him out. He's as far to left as Bush is to the right, and I don't see him sharing much with mainstream America. So, besides Sharpton, he may be the most unelectable of the candidates.
Well said. Let's continue. John Kerry, the man that Rush Limbaugh, who says he never insults other people or calls them names, calls Lurch. That's Rush Limbaugh speaking. Fuck Limbaugh. Hey, well, he surprised the hell out of me. Kerry did.
I thought he looked much more presidential than I expected. That didn't come out right, but you know what I mean.
No, it's exactly right what
you
said.
Plus, he does have, I think, a lot of gravitas, and part of that is, well, he's for 30 years, he's been a force.
I've always seen him in interviews, and he was always kind of somewhat soft-spoken. I never saw him with any kind of passion or, you know, right there in your face, which maybe his win in Iowa really energized him. And if he became the nomination, it wouldn't be too bad, in my opinion.
There are several things to not like about Kerry. And I think, well, this goes for everybody who's been in office and didn't protest Bush. All through 2001 and 2, I kept saying, where is somebody? Why doesn't somebody stand up? I even had the forethought to say, like in 2001, that at some point, some candidate is going to ask us for our vote in 2004. Well, where the hell are you today? I don't like that Kerry sat on his hands for the last 3 or 4 years. And now that he's running for president, now he's got an opinion about Bush. Well, where the hell has he been?
Yeah, well, you have been featuring him in a pink tutu on your webpage for a long time. Maybe now he's growing his cojones.
I would like to think.
Tally?
Well, I think a lot of them have had opinions about Bush. I just think that the media has kept those opinions from us. And at this point, they have no other choice than to let us know what these guys' opinions are. And even now, they're still giving Dean more ink, if you will, than anyone else. I really liked Kerry tonight. I thought it took a lot. He was very clear in what he said, especially the last bit about how he felt it was dead wrong of George Bush to go in and, you know, the way he did into Iraq. And he was very clear about it.
Excellent. Next up, our favorite man. He's got a mission. He's not afraid to use it. It's Al Sharpton.
I thought Al did a lot of bullshitting tonight. I think he thought that question about who would you appoint to the Fed, I think he never expected that to come up, but I thought he fielded the question skillfully. That surprised me.
Well, he is an orator by trade, and I think he's doing what he wants to do, which is just be a gadfly. You know, he just wants to be in there. He knows he's not going to get elected. He's not going to get nominated, but he wants to be heard. That's all he wants.
Yeah, and his message is an important one. The idea about inclusion and black and white relations and all that, that's a damn important one. And it's a loophole that Bush has used to beat up black people.
And he certainly brings a little bit of humor among some of the candidates.
True.
Kelly?
I thought Sharpton was amazing. I really liked what he said about we don't need to go in militarily to other countries. We need to go in and show them how they can live better, how they can have clean water, and how they can have food, and how, you know, we can help. We can be the world's big brother by helping them and giving them a better lifestyle and not going in and being the policeman. I loved what he said.
Plus, America has pretty much become the world's enemy.
Mm-hmm.
We are hated globally, universally. We are hated.
Yeah.
And when Bush comes in before bin Laden as somebody who is most feared in a respectable country like England, mm-hmm. it's just a shame. Oh, and one other thing that when I saw Clark in December, he said, you know, we invaded Afghanistan to get bin Laden, and then we just stopped. Instead of going after him, we just stopped going after him. We blew up Afghanistan, and then we said, well, let's go blow something up in Iraq, and that was pointless.
Excellent. All right, coming up next, we've got Mr. Shriveled Turtlehead himself, Joe Lieberman.
Who seems to be George Bush's biggest fan. If we've got Bush, yes, Lieberman would be a step up, but a small step.
I think he's a complete jackass, period. He's totally pro-Bush on just about everything, and he's the reason the Democratic Party is in a lot of problems right now.
Lieberman needs to go back in his shell and crawl back under a rock and never be heard from again.
Very, very succinct. Okay, the man who's catching more hell than just about anyone I can imagine, Mr. Dean. As you know, he's been becoming not only a media celebrity before the Iowa caucus, he became more of one after his big Jurassic Park screech. How do you think he did?
I think he did fine, but we're going to find out in 5 days if there is any more Howard Dean. Because if he does poorly in New Hampshire, I don't think there's a reason for him to even go to South Carolina or any of the other states. I think if he does bad Tuesday, I think he should throw his endorsement towards somebody else.
He should consider becoming a VP.
There you go.
Okay.
Unless he's considered too mental for that.
I think Dean did well, and I wish everybody would stop talking about the Iowa screech, because it has nothing to do with anything. It's just a guy cheering, you know, and getting excited, and like the rest of humanity does. And people need to move on.
Indeed. Which brings us up to our golden boy, Mr. Clark. Wesley Clark, General Clark. They were throwing him some really pointed and direct questions to put him on a spot, and I think he batted them out of the park pretty well.
I think he is a genius that has structured his message in such a way that everyone who wants to hurt him says, oh, aren't you half Republican anyway? And that's to me, they're talking about the center of the road. I think Republicans are going to vote for Clark. And every time someone says, aren't you a Republican in disguise, it gives him a chance to say, this idiot is a disaster and I couldn't be in that kind of party. Every time they ask him if he's really a Democrat, he's got a great sock him in the puss answer.
I thought he was amazing. I really loved the way he kept turning on people and saying, no, that's not what I said, and no, that's not what I meant, and no, you have your facts wrong. What did you say, Bart, about the time when he said, when Peter asked him about the Bush going AWOL, what you thought he should have said?
Oh, I think he should have said, I can't answer your question because the facts are hidden. Why is Mr. Bush's military record hidden? What is in his military record that we can't see?
But I'd like to real quick point out to our listeners that didn't get to see the debate. One of the stupidest questions asked was to General Clark, basically because he got Michael Moore's endorsement. Michael Moore was on stage saying, "This is the man I'm endorsing," as opposed to the deserter, George Bush. So Clark was getting the question saying, how can you be on a stage with someone who is accusing the commander-in-chief of being a deserter? Nothing to do with his policies, all to do with Michael Moore. I mean, it was an inane question. But he handled it very, very well, saying, look, this is not about me. I mean, this is about Mike Hennessy. It's not about Michael Moore. However, how do you think he should have reacted?
I would like to see the Bush record opened. But I thought he was Clintonian in that he said, instead of going back 20 years, 30 years, why don't we move forward? That was a smart move. But if the president was a cocaine, AWOL, drunken bastard, why should that remain hidden? They went back into the 70s and asked Clinton why he signed a check a certain way, or what was that check for, or whatever. But the idea that the commander-in-chief is probably a deserter, they don't want it. Once again, the media won't allow that question to come up.
Okay.
Well, the question did come up. It's just that Peter Jennings implied that the facts don't support that. But the facts are hidden. I mean, the Bush family has put those records. Nobody has those records. I mean, the records that are out there clearly state he went missing for 18 months and he didn't show up for physicals. So there are some facts out there that are pretty clear on it.
Plus, there is a VFW post or organization, I don't know which, that has put up a reward that was small, $5,000 or $10,000, to anyone that can prove Bush was in the service for this full amount of time, and that reward remains unclaimed.
Okay, and a quick rundown once again on a scale of 1 to 10, their performance tonight. Edwards.
8.
3.
I'm going to go with 7. Kucinich.
5.
3.
I'm going to go with a 5. Kerry.
9.
10.
I'm going to go with 10. Sharpton.
Surprisingly, 7.
9.
I'm going to go with 7. Lieberman.
Are negative numbers allowed?
It doesn't deserve to be on the scale.
I'm going to go with a 2. He did have a few valid points, but they were far...
For what? What were they?
They were very, very far and few between. I can't remember them now. I have to look. I'll have to look at the transcript.
If I could mention, Britt Hume is a son of a bitch. Go ahead. That's
yeah,
all.
I agree. I agree with you 100%.
Well, now we got the Britt Hume son of a bitch factor put into the
10
recording.
On him being a son of a bitch.
Okay. Dean.
4.
6.
I think he did good. I'm going to give him an 8. And, of course, Clark.
Oh, I'm too biased to vote.
You have to.
Up 10.
I give him a 9, and only because he gets a 10, but the fact that he should have been a little firmer on the AWOL situation, he gets a point taken away.
I'm going to go with 10 as well. And I think that will conclude right now our immediate post-debate recording. You guys got anything more to add before we adjourn for now? And
yeah, I'd like to see a Clark Kerry ticket. I think that would be perfect. Two vets against the AWOL resident, governor of Texas, I think would just rule.
Before tonight, I would have said Clark Dean, but now I think Clark Kerry is a better choice.
Indeed. Well, okay. Tell you what, all you listeners out there, we'll be back in a little bit with more from our Live from Las Vegas broadcast.
I think we ought to go hit that Tam O'Shanter buffet.
There you go. Pork rinds.
Yummy! Tally the Weather Vixen is going to judge all the State of the Union photographs that were sent in for the entries in the 2004 Lying Bastard State of the Union speech. And the first one we're looking at has Bush chewing his lip, and there's a lovely little balloon tacked up that says, "I don't make this stuff up. They tell me what to say. It's all bullshit, lies, deceit, but I promise that for drink, I'll say it like I believe it." Okay, the second one is, "The monkey is talking, but I can't hear him." And then there's, he looks drunk and cross-eyed. Fabulous. I can't listen to the man speak. Just the sound of his voice is like nails on a chalkboard. Okay, the third one is a lovely picture with a bottle of Canada House, I'm going to guess whiskey. But he's got a lovely lying dunce piece of paper glued to the television for a hat. Oh my, that's, these are brilliant. Okay, number four, it's a live monkey, and it does look like a monkey. That's brilliant. Number five, "I'm one lying son of a bitch." Okay, that's very fun. And another dense hat for number six. Very good. And we've got the devil from South Park. And something else I can hardly see on the right. And there's a lovely hand puppet with a republic. It's an elephant with a dunce hat for the truth in BartCop.com. Who's that?
Tim Curry from Legend.
Is it? Oh, God, it is Tim Curry from Legend. Brilliant. Number eight. Lie, lie, 9/11 Saddam. Lie, 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 lie. That's very good. "I'm a lying sack of shit with big ears." That's very funny. "I'm lying sack of shit and a complete moron. I'm nothing but a front man for a right-wing Nazi in corporate America." Number 10, brilliant. Number 11, "I'm an unelected moron with his eyes closed." Excellent. Oh, number 12, very good. Lots of little, I'm liking this. Perjury, half-truth, little, yeah, that's very good. I like that. And number 13 is very hard to see. Something, "I'm a lying bastard" or something like that. Number 14, this is the last
State of the Union
speech I'll ever give. I have to stay in the
moment.
And then something, number 16, with just a lovely frame of mass deception, lying, his mouth moving, then he's lying, say no to drugs. That's very good. Liar, 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 hey, look at the monkey. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Oh, okay, I'm loving number 18 with the moon, which is an extending of number 17 onto liar, liar, pants on fire. Okay, we need to wax that ass is what we need to do. "We'll lie, kill for oil." Very good for number 19. Number 20, "I'm so full of shit and they're buying it." Very good. These are all excellent. 21, "Liar, I'm a lying, illegitimate sack of shit. The warmongering monkey does not speak for me." Very good, very good. 22, "Chimp gone wild. Primate scales wall of LA Zoo." Oh my God, and that happened. "Exhumed zookeepers and have LA returned his own will." Oh my God. That's fucking brilliant. Nothing needs to be added there. Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
You gotta choose your favorite.
Okay, choose three. Choose three? Well, you know what? For right now...
Choose five.
I'm gonna choose five. Well, okay, I have to go... And this is so not a reflection on anybody, but the fact that somebody grasped this moment, the fact that, yes, at the LA Zoo, we had a chimpanzee literally escape and go into the gorilla habitat, and it was like, it was, they treated this as a car chase, pretty much, on the local news station. So I'm going to have to give 22 my absolute, the fact that somebody, that was just, that's brilliant. And then, the moon's got to get me number two. That's the moon. Nice ass, but wax that thing, okay? Because that should never be. Let's see. And then I'm liking number 12 with all the little different bits on it. That's wonderful. I've got to choose. Oh, okay, and I've got to go with this, with number 7, with the South Park and the Tim Curry from Legend, because I'm a huge Tim Curry fan. And then... I'm thinking number one. I'm liking that. I don't make this shit up. They tell me what to say. It's all. And then the Clark of Four. It's the Clark of Four. It's just. And the stupidity, whatever that says. I wish I could see more of it splashed across his forehead. And that horrible, pensive look of, am I doing this right? I mean, that is a brilliant moment. Is that five? Yeah. The 22, whoever you are that sent that in, that's just, if you could have only seen the local coverage of the chimp escape of the zoo. That was brilliant, yeah. Okay.
Hey guys, this is Tommy Mack with a special addendum to the State of the Union Picture Contest. Unfortunately, the winner that Tally chose, number 22, was in fact not even a real entry. It was just a file that was sent by multiple people to Bart Cop, and he accidentally put it into his State of the Union Contest folder. So, in light of this, the other four winners will be the top winners in this contest. We apologize for any inconvenience. That's what you get when Bart Cop does way too much heroin. Thank you.
You are listening to Bart Cop Radio at bartcop.com. Keeper of the Democratic Jewels.